Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. Gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude that words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am. You were loud,
Praise the Lord, everybody. I don't think y'all hear me on today. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm your host, Savannah Tashana Wiley, and you have tuned into I Am Royalty Show. Yes, I Am Royalty Show on November 26, 2010. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's doing, hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes, because this is a day that the Lord has made just for you and me, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just want to thank God for everybody who's tuned in to I Am Royalty Show, for all of you who has listening in, texting in, calling in. I just thank God for all of you on today. I'm your host, Avanti Shana Wiley. I know today is the day after Thanksgiving. They call it Black Friday, but I'm going to tell you what I call today. I call it Faith, Saving, Finance Friday, Unstoppable, Untouchable, Unmovable, and Unshakable Friday. Hallelujah. That means that the enemy can't touch us, and that means that God gets all the glory in our lives, and God gets all the victory in our lives. Hallelujah. I just want to thank all of you just to tune in on today. I just want you to know that God has great things in store for your life. God has another level of greatness in your life. I want you to know that every day is Thanksgiving. Enter the gates of Thanksgiving in your heart. Hallelujah. God has great things in store for you, and I want you to know the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. I just want to talk to you on today about some few things, and I won't be before you long on today, but I just want to let you know that faith is the key to anything that you ever need or want or desire in your life. Faith is the key to all things. Faith is the key to a successful life. Faith is the key to an everlasting life. Faith is the key to healing. Faith is the key to deliverance. Faith is the key to spiritual blessing, spiritual gain, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Faith is the key. I'm telling you, it's the key to excellence. It's the key to greatness. It's the key to prosperity. It's the key to a long life. It's the key to laying on the hands, leaping in liberty, whatever you need and want God to do. Faith is the key. And favor, let's talk about favor for a moment. Hallelujah. Favor is even better. Favor is better than money. Favor is better than credit. Favor is one of the most profound and wonderful great things you can have. If you got favor in your life, you cannot have a penny in your pocket. But if you got favor, hallelujah, you can have whatever you want. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, it says, grab wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Tie it around your neck. Wear it around like a necklace and guard it to your heart. And God will give you favor in the sight of God and man and people. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in this season of your life, God got great things in store for you. Walk in your faith. Walk in your favor. And that's how you will get the finances. That's how you'll eat the fruits of God. That's how you'll get the fruits of your labor. That's how you'll walk in the fruits of the Spirit. That's how you'll have fire on your life. That's how you'll have freedom on your life. That's how you have fruitation over your life, because you're walking in those things of God. Trust in God for everything that you need. Trust in God for everything that you want, and watch him do it in your life. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me and setting me free. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, just another day just to be here is a blessing to me. And I'm telling you, I love God so much for who he is and what he is in my life. I'm telling you, 6 years ago around this time, I was so sick I couldn't even begin to even barely talk. I barely can walk. All I can do is lay down on my stomach and lay down sometimes on my side. And sometimes I lay down on my back. Sometimes I had to lay on my knees and sleep on my knees because my side, my back, and my stomach hurt because I was in so much pain. But when I think about, oh, God, about how God has healed me, deliver me, and set me free. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, I am the walking miracle. If you never, ever in your lifetime ever seen or heard a miracle, you are listening to one on tonight. You are hearing the voice of one on tonight. 6 years ago, I was supposed to have been dead from cancer, and I only had 90 days to live. But glory be to God that I am here, delivered, and set free. And I cooked a wonderful dinner on yesterday. I'm telling you, around this time, 5, 4, and 3 years ago, I wasn't barely able to even cook anything. I had to have other people cook for me. My daughter had to cook for me. I had to get walked to the bathroom. I had to get walked to do things. I had to get carried. I had to get treated for because the cancer had me so bad. But glory be to God and his son Jesus that I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am washed by the blood of the Lamb, and I am set free by the blood of the Lamb. I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the place that God is taking us to. I'm excited about the level that God is allowing us to go to. I'm excited about the things that we went through, because all those things we went through, baby, is only just a canceled check. And tomorrow is a promissory note. But when I think about the spiritual cash and withdrawal that we can deposit and withdraw out on today, I get excited. I'm excited in God, amen? I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the levels he's taking us to. I'm excited about the overflow. I'm excited about the excellence and the abundance. I'm telling you, there's a shift in the atmosphere. There's a shift in the east wind. There's a shift in the west wind. There's a shift in the south wind. And there's a shift in the north wind. And whatever part of those elements of winds you say is, expect the shift. Expect God to do something. Expect God to open up doors for you. Expect God to just take you to another level. I'm telling you, God is doing it in this season. I'm telling you, this is the season that God is just giving us overflow. This is the season that God is raising us up. This is the season that we, even though we last, we'll be first in this season. This is the season that we'll go higher. This is the season that the first will be last and the last will be first. I'm telling you, I know what it's like to sit in the back of the church and become the front of the church. I know what it's like to hear a word, but now I'm giving a word. I know what it's like when you don't have anything in your life, but God gives you something. I know what it's like. I'm like Paul in this season. Everybody that see me say, oh, my God, Avengers. Oh, my God, AT. Oh, my God, sis, you so happy. You really are happy. Yes, I am, because I'm comfortable in my own skin. I don't think none of y'all heard me out there, but I think I need to say that again to you on tonight. I am comfortable in my own skin. Well, what are you saying, Avengers? What are you meaning by that? I mean that I am comfortable in who I am in God. I'm comfortable in who I am and who God has called me to be. I know who I am. Ain't the devil alive and ain't a demon that's been alive can tell me who I am. Ain't nobody can come tell me different, because I know the Father, and the Father knows me. Hallelujah. You remember Jesus said, me and the Father are one. How did he say that? Because he had a relationship with God. He began to go into prayer with God. He took intercession time out with God. He read his word and studied about God. He knew who God was, and that's how they became one. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm like Paul in this season of my life. Paul said, I know what it's like to be rich. I know what it's like to be poor. I know what it's like to be hungry. I know what it's like to go down, but in all things, I'm content in whatever situation I'm in. I'm telling you, I am very content. Because I know it's like to have over $90,000 in your bank account and have a six-bedroom house and have two or three houses. I know it's like to not have a house. I know it's like to have 18 cents in your bank account and God to make your bank account be more than $2,000 or $3,000. I know what it's like to people that talk about you. I know it's like to be backbited, backstabbed, betrayed by people that you trust and know that you keep in your inner circle. I know what it's like. But in the point of my life right now, I am content in my own skin. Hallelujah. I know who I am. I know what God has called me to be. I know I am royalty, a queen with riches, seated in heavenly places and walking in greatness. And all y'all can find me in my seated position in God and walking in my destiny. And I know that I'm moving forward and I won't be stopped, because there's something in my future. Hallelujah. And it looks much better than it looks right now. And I know that I'm a beautiful woman of Cheney wealth, because how do I know? Because Proverbs 11:16 told me so. And I know anything I want in this season, I can take, and I restrain myself from any joy. How do you know that, Avengers? Because Ecclesiastes 2:10 told me so. I know that I can have the overflow, and God give me the ability to obtain wealth. How do you know that, Avengers? Because Deuteronomy 8:18 told me so. I know that I'm blessed in the season, blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come and when I go. I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. The lender never going to be the borrower. Anything come, enemies come one direction, me and scatter me in seven. And everything I touch is blessed, and the blessing overtake me. How do I know? Deuteronomy 28:1-14 told me so. I know that I'm more than a conqueror. I know that God is a way maker, the shield, and my buckler. Why? Because his word told me so. Hallelujah. And I'm just thanking God for who he is. I know a lot of people get that was excited about Thanksgiving, but baby, every day is Thanksgiving. Every day you wake up and you got your life, health, and strength, your divine favor. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way with your mind and perfect peace on Jesus. That should be a day of Thanksgiving. Enter the gates with Thanksgiving in your heart. Thank him for who he is. Thank him for what he is. Thank him for just keeping you and holding you and sheltering you and holding you in the shadow of his wings, because he's worthy of the praise. I'm telling you, I get excited when I talk about Jesus. I get excited when I talk about my Abba Father, because that's what he is in my life. Hallelujah. I see we got a caller on the air, and I want them to introduce themselves, their ministries, And just say whatever they want to say to the people on tonight. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air. Caller? Caller? Hallelujah. It must be a technical difficulty. Well, I'm telling you, in this season of our lives, we should just trust God for who he is, trust God for what he is in our life, trust God to be everything, trust God to be our everlasting, trust God to be just whatever we need him and whatever we want and desire him to be, because God is all those things. God is great. He is awesome. And I'm telling you, he is worthy. Do you hear me? Worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the great I am. Worthy is the lily of the valley. Worthy is the bright and morning star. That's what God is in your life. I'm telling you, when I just get excited, everybody, on tonight. The reason why I get so excited, because I think about, you know, God. And I'm just thinking about God, but thinking about how he cares for us on a daily basis. The Bible says in Psalms 8 that God is so mindful of us. And that we should begin to look at his creation and look at all the things that he had produced and made. So when I begin to read that and I begin to see how mindful he is of us and I begin to look around, I'm like, oh, my God, everything is praising God. Do you not know every day when you hear a bird outside that is praising God and thanking God for it just waking up? The Bible says in Matthew 6 that look at the birds. And the sparrows and the Lord take care of them on a day-to-day basis. And how much more you think your Heavenly Father take care of you if you just ask them. It also lets it be known. It also lets you know that if the Lord could care for the lily of valleys and they dress better in Solomon and all this glory, how much more you think your Heavenly Father will take care of you if you just ask them. So I began to just read those scriptures and apply them to my life. And I was like, oh, my God, you are mindful for me. All the things that I've done in my life, and yet you forgive me, and yet you use me to give your name glory, yet you use me to make your praise glorious, yet you love me so much and heal me, deliver me, and set me free when man gave up on me. Yes, you care about me when my mother and my father couldn't. Yes, you love me when my family talked about me. Yes, you love me when my husband betrayed me and hurt me. Yes, you love me, God. You are very mindful of us. And, Lord, I just thank you for who you are. Oh, Father, I worship you for who you are. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is worthy. Hallelujah. He is so worthy to be praised. You need to just praise him for who he are. You need to just love him for who he are, because he is your everything. Whether you know it or not, God is your everything. God is the love of your soul. God is the one who has your back when everyone else turns their back on you. God is the one who shows you that there's a ram in the bush. God is the one who's your provider and your healer, your deliverer, your teacher, your best friend. God is everything in your life. And I'm telling you, I just dare you on today to hold your hands up and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I need you to do this, Lord. You said in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, don't worry about everything, but instead pray about everything. Lay my petitions and supplication before you, Lord. And, Lord, if I lay before you, God, you're the God giving me the peace that passes all understanding with God in my heart. You told me, God, in Psalms 116, 1 and 2, that when I pray, that you hear and answer my prayers and you bend down and listen to me. So, Father God, I trust your word. Father God, you said in 1 John 5, 14 and 15 that this is a confidence that I can have and approach you, God. That if I ask anything according to your will, then I know that you hear me. And since I know that you hear me, I know that I have and receive whatever I ask for in prayer. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is so awesome. He's dynamic. He is so worthy. I'm telling you, he is so worthy to be praised. And I just dare you just to praise him on today. I'm telling you, he's the reason for Thanksgiving, for real. He's the reason for family, friends, and fun, and favor, and faith, and fire, and fruits, and finances. He is the one for all those great things that he has bestowed in our lives. And I just love him so much for who he is. I say we got the caller back on the air. Caller, you are live on the air. Introduce yourself, where you're calling from, and what your ministry is. Hallelujah.
This is Missionary Bobby Smith calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's my sister, Missionary Bobby Smith. Hallelujah. I don't recognize that number, so I didn't know who you was. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You got something you want to say to the people on today?
Nah, I'm just listening.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, Missionary Bobby, I just will talk to the people about, you know, that this is the season of faith, favor, and finances, and how, you know, everybody was excited because it was Thanksgiving on yesterday. But I would just let them know on today that every day is Thanksgiving. Every day we open up our eyes, we got the activity of our limbs, we got breath in our body, and the Lord is starting us on our way. That should be a day of Thanksgiving. That should be a day that you should say, Lord, I thank you for my life, health, and strength, and your divine favor. Lord, I just need you just to help me along the way. Lord, I just thank you. I'm telling people that, you know, a lot of times we complain about our lives on a day-to-day basis, but it's somebody out there wish they had what we had. They wish they had the connection with God. They wish they had a position in a season to even hear God and get a prayer answer, and we complaining. I said we need to be grateful and thankful for what we have, because when we are, God will make us ruler of many. He said in Luke 6, if you can be, you know, content and ruler in little, I will make you ruler of much. So he's ready to give us much, but we got to be calm, cool, and content in what we have. And so I was letting everybody know that every day is Thanksgiving. Enter the gates with Thanksgiving in our hearts, and that we should just let him know that he is the one that's reason for this season. He is worthy to be praised. This is a faith, faith, and finance move of God, and that we're going to get. I told him in this season, either they're going to make it or repeat it. And I told him that in this season, they better refuse to stop repeating it and make some history this year and go places they never gone and do things they never do and look the way they never look and say the things they never said and just walk in that excellence and walk in that greatness and get this thing. I'm beginning to learn this faith thing here. It really is about what you say and about what you think. It is whatever man think and store us here. It really is out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. And when you line those up together, I'm telling you, you can have whatever God say you can have. And I'm telling you, I'm just letting them know tonight that it is glorious. I'm telling you, it's just, I'm just excited. I was just telling them, you know, how I'm really content now. I really content. And you know, you really know how it was last year and now, and how you know, money, I could just cry and get all raw if I lose a dollar. Because I was just but I can tell his testimony. I used to get all worked up because I used to be worried about that, but now I'm content in my life that it's like, you know, all is well, whatever.
Right.
You know, it's like sometimes you're so used to having something, and then when you lose it, it's like you God shapes you, like he makes you, allows you to lose that thing to increase you seven times more. And I told them that, you know, when I had the 6-bedroom house and I had to rent a house and everything, I was more worried and more stressed out about bills when I had the $56,000 bank account than I am now. I'm just like calm, cool, and content, like whatever, you know, because God had to shape me and mold me and allow me to get away from that thing to let me know that I am the one that you should trust in. I'm the one that provides for you. I'm the one that takes care of you. I'm the one that's going to do this for you when you think that's doing something for you. It's really not. So I'm letting them know that they better be content and calm in whatever situation you're in. I don't care if you're living in a cardboard box with some heat. You better be calm and content for that cardboard box.
Amen.
Because somebody out there ain't got that cardboard box. I don't care if you eat noodles and chicken nuggets every day. You better be calm, cool, content in that. Because somebody ain't eating noodles and chicken and chicken nuggets. I'm telling you. If you drinking water every day and you want some juice but you ain't got it, you better be calm until you got water. Some people ain't even got water. If you wear 4 outfits a week and you got to mix them up, you better thank God for that, because somebody went the same home for 2 or 3 years. You better be calm and content in whatever you got and work what you got the best way you can work it and do you and hold your head up high, lift your head up, and look up to the hills with coming your help, because that's where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord that made the heaven and earth. And in this season of our lives, we got to really truly know that. We got to really truly trust in him and believe in him and know that he is able to do the exceedingly. He is able to do the abundantly. Above all, we can ask to think according to that power that's working in us. God taught me something so deep in today. I put on my Iron Rudy page today, and I never wrote it before, so I knew it was all God. And after I got on stand, the Lord, I said, God, say, but the Lord had me to say, put on that, I choose to be blessed. And I was like, hold on, why did you let me write that? I can only put be blessed, agape, you know, Evander T. Wiley, sanctified Bobby. He didn't have me do that today. He had to put on that, I choose to be blessed. And I was like, wow, okay, Lord, okay, this is deep, this is deep, this is touching me. Why do you want me to put on that? He said, I want you to let everybody know that they have a choice to be blessed.
Yeah,
they have a choice that they can be blessed, and you have a choice if you want to be cursed. But whatever it is you decide to do, it's your choice if you want to be blessed or not. And I was like, wow. You know, this is really deep. So all day today, as I've been sending out different comments and sad comments, I've been putting at the end of I choose to be blessed. He won't even let me shake it off. And that's what I want to walk in. Missionary Bible, we choose to be blessed. We choose
right.
to be successful. We can choose to be look good and smell good and feel good. We can choose to walk in confidence. We can choose whatever situation in our life. It's a choice. It's a choice whatever way we want to have it. And God has let me know on today, that was such great revelation for me. That's a little few words. I choose to be blessed. Those four words were such a great revelation for me on today to let me know it's a choice. And I thank God for allowing us to get choices. He's so wonderful. And I was just telling about Psalms 8, how he said the Lord is so mindful of us. He really is so mindful of us, man. He gives us a choice. When the devil don't give us no choice, I don't care what. He don't give you no choice.
Mm-mm.
He gonna mess with you when you're a baby. The Bible said in the book of Exodus 1 and the book of Luke and Matthew 1 that the enemy tried to kill Jesus and Moses when they was babies. He didn't give them no choice because the devil didn't want the deliverer to come forward, which was Moses, and the devil didn't want the Messiah to come forward, which was Jesus. So he tried to kill them all out, but he couldn't touch them because the Lord took them far away. And in the season of our life, we choose to be blessed. And I don't know about nobody out there on tonight, but Missionary Bible, I choose to be blessed. I choose to walk in overflow.
Yeah.
I choose. You better come on, sis. You better come on. I choose to get this greatness. I choose to live in a house of God. I choose to have the favor. I was telling this not too long ago that favor is better than money. Favor
is
better than credit. Favor is great. The Bible says in Psalms 3 that the Lord will give you favor if you grab his word and guard it to your heart, wear it around your heart, your neck like a necklace. He'll give you favor with God, man, and people. So that means it's better than money. You know that. We was in Vegas. We got that condo off favor.
Favor!
We went down there with faith and favor, and we got blessed. And even as we move back, God has really been giving us favor. And I'm telling you, I just love him for who he is on tonight. I tell everybody, I'm excited. And everybody, I was just telling them how everybody was saying, I'm really happy, and I am. I really am happy in Jesus. I told them earlier that I am content in my own skin, and that means content in who I am. I'm really am comfortable in who I am in God. And I tell everybody, I'm telling you, this is a great life. It's like it's so exciting. Once you got life, I don't care what you did yesterday. That's a cancel check, ain't nothing you can do about it. But you can work this cash today. You can work it the best way you work it, and then go to sleep and wake up for tomorrow and get that promissory note and walk with that. I'm telling you,
that's right.
If this is the season of overflow, this is the season of faith, statement, finances. But God wanted to know what are we willing to do to get it. And, you know, a couple of months ago, Vanda Jean preached that sermon, you know, what are you willing to do and how are you willing to get it. And when I watched Tyler Perry the other day, he said the same thing. You say you want to be blessed by God, you say you want to be blessed by God, but what are you willing to do to get it? I'm telling you, in this season of our lives, we choose to be blessed. So let's go ahead and just get it. I'm ready to take everything by force, girl, the kingdom stuff of violence. And if I just take it by force, Matthew 7, I'm ready to walk in it. Anything I want, I take. I'm not straining myself any joy. The devil done took enough of our joy. It's time to get it back. Some things he just ain't going to let us get. We got to go take it. So we got to go take what we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it lets you know it's a good thing to receive wealth from God. And it's a good thing to receive good health. But enjoy, Solomon said, enjoy your life. And accept your work in life. It's a deed to get from God. That means having those things, enjoy it. Enjoy it with God in your life. It's a gift. You know, like right now, we calm, cool, and content. This is a gift. This is really a gift from God.
To be comfortable in your own skin
and to be excited and to still be excited and serve God. You know how many people out there got all this money and miserable? I've got to have me watch a lot of shows lately where these men and women are millionaires and miserable because they're not comfortable in their lifestyle. And God wants us to let people know that we can choose to be blessed. And we can be comfortable in our skin. It's a blessing. It is a gift from God to wake up every day. It's a gift from God to have family. It's a gift from God to have friends. It's some people don't have family. It's some people don't have friends. It's some people don't have life. It's some people don't have fruits. And even get no money at all every month. You know, we complain about us getting two or three checks every month, and we think it's little, but some people don't have that.
Amen.
You remember a while back?
You better say that.
You remember, I studied a while back about the 12, you know, gifts from God, and it was money and wealth and all those things is too much books for me to try to find. I want to read it to the people. Oh, God, let me find the right book. But it was a, you know, he was just teaching me that all these things are gifts, family, friends, money, life, you know, love and all this. These are gifts from God on a daily basis. How dare us misuse his gifts that he gives us? He don't have to give us no gifts on a daily basis. The Bible says he loads us daily with benefits. He don't have to give us. It's kind of like an upload, kind of like every day we cut that computer, we cut it off, it shut down, it shut back on, it uploads the new stuff on there. God don't have to upload us like a computer, but he do that on a daily basis.
Right.
He give us mercy and grace on a daily basis for us to walk in this thing called faith. And I'm telling you, I'm just loving it. I'm so excited about it. It's like it is bubbling up in my spirit. And I'm telling you,
yes.
I love that season. I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me. My soul cried hallelujah. My soul is crying out hallelujah and glory because this thing is wonderful. This thing is really wonderful. I'm telling you, you can just walk around with your head up and don't care about no haters because they make you greater. They're your biggest motivators and your biggest congratulators if you really
you
want to know about it.
Come on, girl.
And you can walk around in this. You don't care, baby. You ain't got no heaven and no Hades to put me in. You can't give me life, health, or strength. And you can't heal me for nothing. And you ain't taking care of me. So I don't care about you.
That's right.
You know,
that's
this, right. I'm telling you, girl, this, whoo, jeez, I'm telling you, girl, I'm amped up on air. This is just excited, and I thank God for it. And you know, like yesterday when your nephew, my son, was saying the five things I talk about. So last night I was thinking about that thing. It was funny. You know, God gives revelation of everything. So I was like, okay, Lord, my son said all I talk about is you, how pretty I am, how I'm a sanctified body, you know, wealth and men. And I was like, okay, Lord, now what does that mean? The Lord was like, you got to be thankful for talking about that because most people talk about other people. Most people talk about hate. Most people talk about anger. Most people talk about unforgiveness, bitterness, and rage, and wrath, and get back. You talking about the positive things of life. So you ought to count it all joy that he said that, and he watched you enough to recognize what you talk about. I was like, you know, I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I love God for his revelation. And that's true. Most people are talking about all those painful things.
Yeah.
So I thank
things
God
that don't
for
mean nothing.
You better come on. Talking about somebody else, when God lets you know you need to be working on yourself, you ran well, but who hindered you from obeying the truth? Why are you worried about your brother and sister? You need to be worried about yourself and look at yourself and see what you need to do on yourself. What did Jesus say? How are you going to try to get your speck out of your brother's eye and you ain't even got the plank and the mote out of your own eye? So how are you going to try to tell me what to do or try to talk about me? Well, what are you doing? What is you even trying to serve God?
Right.
So I thank God, because it wasn't all the time I always talked about those five things. It was a time in my life, you know, I was talking about others. I was talking about get back and hate and rage and everything and doing you in, but it's a season in my life now. It doesn't matter. Nobody else going to matter to me. And all I want to talk about somebody if they want me to help them. If you want me to help you and get you here, yeah. But other than that, I don't have time, girl. This is God is really showing me that this thing called life and favor and faith is really a great thing.
Yeah, it's serious.
And we got to grab it. We got to grab it. And we got to hold it. And we should never let it go. I don't care what you go through. Whatever we go through, it's just only a testimony to allow you to get to your next level. It's only a testimony. I'm telling you, baby, whatever you go through, God will raise you up and take you so high, baby. You will fly like an eagle, baby. You'll be looking down on people like, I see you. Oh, yeah, but I'm up here, you see. And, I see you too. Yeah, I'm up here. Because here's how you're flying high. And that's the season that God has taken us to. He's allowed to a lot of things we don't understand while we're going through, but it's not for us to understand because God is molding us. He's molding us. He's shaping us. He's being a spiritual surgeon. He's being a cardiologist to fix our hearts. He's being a psychologist to help our minds. He's being the bank consultant to control our money. He's being our husband right now so he gets us prepared for when he comes. He's doing all these great things because when he fixes us together, oh, baby, they can't touch us. They can't stop us. You know what they say in Vegas, unmovable, unshakable, unstoppable, baby. That's what we're going to be. We ain't going to be touched. We ain't going to be able to be touched. I'm telling you, we're going to be deeper than the Terminator. We ain't going to be able to be touched. And we're going to turn. I'll be back. And, baby, when we come back, baby, we coming back greater than we ever was before. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this is the season to walk in what God has for you. This is the season to walk in your overflow. I don't care what nobody says about you. happen. I'm telling you, whatever the devil makes for bad, God's going to turn it around and make it for your good. You can bank on that. You can count on that. As surely as my name is Evangelist T. Wiley, and the Lord surely is in heaven, as surely as he lives, I know he's going to make everything in your life good. I'm telling you, we have to choose to be blessed. We have to choose to walk in his greatness. We have to choose. I'm telling you, I love when women know who they are in God and get that confidence. I get excited. I feel like I done went shopping. I'm telling you, I love it because we have that power. Oh, my God. Women, y'all don't even know out there who listening. You have such a power within inside of you. You have such an anointing inside of you that the world can't even contain. I'm telling you, women, if you obtain your power and the greatness and your queenship and your royalty, baby, everything will come to your feet, because all hell to the queen, baby. And everything underneath got to get down and look at you, because you are great. Do you hear me, women of God? You are great. You are queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places. Walk in your greatness. Everything you touch is blessed. That's what the Bible says. Everywhere your foot shall tread, baby, because the blessings overtake you, baby. You better know who you are in God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, I'm telling you.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
I'm telling you,
and it's the truth.
We have to choose to be blessed. I'm telling you, I just want everybody today to just say, I choose to be blessed and walk in it and know that you are great. Know that you are great. Know that you are not nobody's footstool. You are not a doormat. You are not the person that has to go through the back door. You don't have to sit on the back. We coming to the front now, baby. We women on the front line, baby. We women with power and authority. This anointing inside of you that destroys every yoke. And if you're anointing the point, your gift going to make room for you in the presence of great men. I'm telling you, do you the way God has called you to do yourself, and choose to be blessed. Choose to walk in your royalty. You got a crown on your head that ain't no devil can take away from you, because it's the crown of righteousness. I'm telling you, it's the crown of righteousness, and I thank God for who he is. On today, the Lord gave me Galatians 3:29, and it says, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Meaning what? We belong to Christ. Meaning every promise that the Lord told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph, that is yours. Meaning what? That you definitely better hold your head up. Because, baby, do you not know Abraham was a mighty man of God? Do you not know Isaac and Jacob and Joseph? Do you not know that you really got the triple double affinity overflow? You better walk in it. You better walk in your excellence. And beautiful women know that you attain wealth. No, baby, if you beautiful, baby, it's wealth coming your way. You're a magnet for wealth. I'm telling you, it's going to draw unto you. I'm telling you, you better know who you are. You better walk in your royalty. I'm telling you, I don't even know why God took me this way, but you better walk in your royalty. I'm telling you, because, baby, it's the king out there waiting for you. How do I know? Because the Bible says was in preparation. How else do I know? It also said Ruth was working. How else do I know? It said Rachel was about her father's business. How else do I know? Because it said that Dorcas Tabitha was a philanthropist, meaning that is already lined up for you. Your king is lined up for you. Your wealth is lined up for you. Your love life, your greatness, your happiness, all those women obtain all those things that us women desire on a daily basis. So if you walk in that authority that they have, you'll get whatever God has for your life. I'm telling you, I love this thing that God is teaching me about his word. It is so wonderful and so dynamic. And in this season of our life, I speak to every woman out there who's listening on today. And I'm not leaving you men out, too, because some of you need this encouragement with every man and woman of God, every king and queen with riches, to know that greatness is on your life, know that success is on your life, everything that you've been praying for, everything you've been asking God for, that God is going to do it in your life. He's going to do it. He's going to do it right now. Why? Because he's a God that will not lie or fail, or the Son of Man repent. If God said it, he's going to do it, and he's going to fill the presence with the comment that he sent it. If he said it's going to be overflow, it's going to be overflow. He said you're going to walk in excellence, you're going to walk in excellence. Whatever God said over your life, I let you know on today under sign my voice that it is so. It is well, and all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. When you think every promise is dead, you can look at that promise and say, get up. Say, get up. Tell everything in your life to get up. Whatever you want to be, get up. Get up, get up, get up. I'm tired of playing games with you, devil. I'm tired of you touching my stuff, but you got to get up now. What did the Lord tell Lazarus? Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus did what? He came forth. So whatever in your life, you better talk to them Lazarus in your life. You better talk to them dry bones. You better talk to them Talitha Kumas. You better talk to the blind things in your life. You better talk to the deaf things in your life. You better talk to the mute things in your life. You better tell all that stuff to the truth, when it's a lie, and he's a defeated foe, he's already defeated on Calvary Cross, we attain the victory. Jesus gives us the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. So heaven got our back. So that's the season that we walk in. That's the season that we walk in. Enough is enough. It's time for us to walk and get this thing. All that stuff we've been complaining about, man, tell that complaining spirit to shut your mouth. Shut your mouth now, because I ain't finna complain. I'm finna be calm, cool, and content, and confident in God, and get this thing. You ain't finna mess me up. A lot of times I tell myself, self, you a liar. Shut your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about anyway. Sometimes you got to rebuke yourself. Sometimes Amen. You got to tell yourself to shut up. Why? Because yourself is your greatest enemy. See, we all think it's the devil.
Come on.
Sometimes we think it's the devil, but aha, the devil be somewhere else, you know, getting somebody else. And it be yourself. Because, see, the devil open up the door, and you just keep steady going through it. So
mm-hmm.
you got to tell yourself, okay,
yourself.
You better come on. You better come on. It's the truth. So in this season of our life, we have to stop self in the track. Say, self, what
come
you
on.
Think you're doing? You've been doing this long enough. Ain't you been doing this about 2 years? Ain't you been doing this about 6 months? Self, mm-hmm. shut up. You've been talking like this to yourself for 4 months. Shut up, self. 2 weeks, a week, a few days. Shut up, self. You shut up now, and the blood of Jesus covers you. I cast on all vague imaginations. I crucify this flesh to the cross. Test me, O God, know my thoughts. Search me, O God, know my heart. Find anything in me that offend you to keep me from the path everlasting life. Work this out for me, God. Rebuke this flesh. Sometimes you got to beat the flesh more than you rebuke the devil. You know, some things is the devil, some things is you. And I just going to
yeah.
give you on this iron horse
yeah,
show. Some things are just you. See, I love a lot of Tyler Perry movies because they be a point of meaning in it. I love Why Did I Get Married. Michael J. White told Tasha Smith, you so used to always losing that you don't ever know when you won.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meaning what? Sometimes we so used to having a no-good sap sucker that if a good one come along and try to love us, we so hurt and bitter from the past, how many, whoever how many it was, that we can't even see the greatness sit before us.
Yeah.
Because you'll know if somebody love you. You'll know if somebody care about you because they'll show it. Because love is unconditional. Love it. Love is unconditional. They'll call you more than you call them. They'll think about it. Kind of like what your mom once said on Diary Man Black One. I pray about you when I pray about yourself. I think about you all the time. That's an unconditional thing. They'll show it. Love is an action word. It's an action word. It's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if they ain't showing you no action, and they ain't doing for you that you do for them, it's not love, baby. It's nothing but a deep desire of lust. Rebuke that flesh and keep on stepping. I know. Been there, done that.
Yeah, they ain't doing nothing but
using
you.
You better come on, girl. I was in a relationship for a long time. And I promise you, nobody could ever told me that my first love was not love, but God would let me know you weren't in love. You was attached. You was attached to him. You was used to him all your life. You've been with him since you was a little girl. Have grown up. You know this wasn't no love. You know this wasn't no love. This was attachment. So we began to learn. And I just thank God for him teaching me, because you know what? In this season of our lives, it's no time for foolishness of the devil. It's no time for foolishness of the flesh. It's time to get this greatness and ask God to cover you with his precious blood and speak out of your mouth whatever you want God to do. It's time to speak what you want and get it. It's time to walk around doing you, enjoying yourself, and getting this great things that God has. You got a great ministry, it's time to get it. If you have great wealth, it's time to get it. It's time to get whatever God has for you. But look good, live, and love, and laugh while you're doing it.
Yeah.
I know you two looking a hot mess because you're going through whatever you're going through. The devil is a lie. I had cancer. Nobody would even ever knew it if I had told them. When I told people my testimony, when I actually had the cancer, and it was bad. Nobody told me they never could tell because I never looked it like it.
Mm.
You know why? Because I refused to let that thing take me down.
Mm-hmm.
I refused to let that thing take me out of here when God have greatness for me. When I was going through things with my ex-husband, when I was in the courts and everything, nobody could never tell because I still looked it good, still served God, still had a smile on my face. When I went through the deaths back-to-back, no one could ever tell because I refused to let that thing take me down. And I'm telling you, in this season of life, don't let nothing take you down because it don't have no power. and don't have no dominion. The Bible says in Psalm 2 that he put you in charge of everything he made, give you power, authority, and dominion over all things, meaning that you control your life. You choose to be blessed. You choose to control your life. Whoever you let in your circle, it's by choice. So if somebody do you wrong, you can't be really mad at them because you choose to let them in your circle.
Yep.
If somebody backbites you, you choose to let them in your circle. Man or woman, I'm talking because I know it's a lot of me. A lot of me more men's listening than women. Man, if this woman do you wrong or whatever, you choose to be with her. You choose to give her the time of day. Because you are, you know, it walk like a duck. It quack like a duck. I'm sorry. It's a duck. Aflac. That's what it is. Now, if you can handle whatever they dish out, then you can't be mad at nobody. You know about it going in, and hey, whatever happens, happens. Okay, I knew about it.
You knew what I was.
This season about, you better come on. You better come on.
Yep.
So in this season of our lives, God is just, he's allowing us to decide, choose which way we want to be. Do we choose we want to be blessed? Or we choose we want to be cursed. I don't know about nobody else. I've been cursed long enough. It's time to walk in all the blessings. I choose to be blessed. I choose to walk in overflow. I choose to be royalty. I choose to be a queen with riches. I choose to be a ruby. I choose to be a million times affinity piece. I'm sorry. As far as I can think it can go. Maybe go farther, I'll go that. But I choose to just be dynamic woman of God. I choose to be wealthy. I choose to be happy and joyful and all the fruits of the Spirit. I choose it. So in this season of our life, we have to choose it. Choose what we decide to do. Because God is already right there. He already done it. When we open up our mouth and done it, when we could even open our mouth and say it and moaned it, the Spirit made intercession for us. He heard it. So it's already done. It's a done deal. So I just thank God just for who he is and what we is. I thank God for the anointing, the point. I thank God for all of you because I know I have some praise reports before this year is out. And actually, you know what, y'all? We only got nothing but another 4.5 weeks because it's the 26th. December 26th will be 4 weeks, and actually five more days will actually be the whole year out. So we actually got another 5 weeks before this year out. I know. I'm speaking in the atmosphere, the east wind, the west wind, the north wind, the south wind, that I'm going to get some praise reports on what God has done in 5 weeks. I just trust God that much. What he going to do great in your life. I even know there's going to be some weddings in 5 weeks. It's going to be some people engaged. It's going to be some people getting some great amounts of money, some great ministry, some great traveling, some great businesses. I just speak all that in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, and I seal it with a prophetic seal, and it will not fall to the ground. I'm telling you, in this, I just trust God, and I know that God is going to do it. And I'm going to tell you like this. While I'm speaking out there to everybody else, all that falls on my life. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's done. God can do it in 5 weeks.
Amen.
Whatever you're in the need of God to do, he will do it for you in 5 weeks. You start counting down and watch God do it. Write you out a list, make your petition known, write you out what you want God to do, and you're going to start checking the list. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. It's time to live it. It's time to live in peace. It's time now for the devil to stop thinking that people can't get married and be happy, or the devil is a liar. I'm so tired of married people going through. The devil is a liar. They finna be happy, or they finna whatever happens happens. But it's gonna be some happy marriages. It's gonna be some joyful marriages, just like the Bible say it can be. Men and women are finna love each other and walk in that greatness that God has for their life. Because whatever God put together, let no man put it under. It's time now for greatness to fall on the children of God and the king. This is kingdom building. We are ambassadors of Christ. I mean, ambassadors is just as good as royalty. It's just like a royalty. You are a royalty. You're an ambassador. They treat you like you're the president and the king. So we are ambassadors.
Amen.
I see it's another call on the air. Lord God, I went to a totally another different way. I'm caller, you're live on the air. Introduce yourself and where you're calling from. Caller? Well, I guess they just choose to listen in on today. I'm telling you, Missionary Bobby, it's time for us to get it. It's time for us to walk in it. It's time for us to just be all the great things we're talking about. I love it when Jesus said, whatever man thinks, so is he. So if you think that, you is that.
Exactly.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I love it, girl. And it's time for us to get it, to get this greatness, girl, and walk in and just be calm and content in what we're in right now. So when we get the overflow, it won't. You know, a lot of people, when they get that money, they change them because they weren't calm in the first place, you know, and what they had. So when they get the money, they go crazy and act stuck up. But when you already calm in it, what you got, when you get money, it's like nothing.
Yeah, call it being still and knowing that he is God. That's what that's
called. Yeah.
He
and that's exactly what it is.
I love God for that.
Yes, yes. He's so awesome.
Take that
and
relax.
Yes. And it's awesome because, you know what? It's like, how you know it's a lot of people that, like a lot of people in their past lives, if they used to be like a drug dealer or a drug addict or, you know, a pimp or whatever, and somebody has some money and they get saved. And, you know, when they get blessed in the kingdom of God, it's like it's nothing to them because, you know, they so used to always having that money. You know, how people like, you know, how you, you know, it's like they like, okay, whatever, you know, I had more than this one, you know, before. So, you know, it's nothing. That's how they is. They just like so calm and cool in that because they so used to, you know, having the money. So when they get in the kingdom of God, it's like, okay, you know, whatever. You know, so that's how God wants us to be. He just wants to be calm right now. So when the husband comes, you know, you're like, okay, Lord, you know, I already had a relationship with you. I already was glorifying in you. Okay, Lord, you know, this $50,000 is coming. I already, you know, was calm with, you know, the $1,500. Okay, Lord, you know, I was calm with this. I was calm with that. So when it comes, it's like whatever. Because, you know, the Bible said in Proverbs 13, he that is rich will act poor, and he that is poor will act rich. So, you know, it already lets you know anyway. A rich person, sometimes they're like, they ain't got nothing. And the person that ain't got nothing, act like they got something, they don't. So, you know, I just thank God for who he is on tonight. I love him for who he is and what he is. I worship him because he is Abba Father. I worship him because he is Father, Creator, Healer, Deliverer, Provider, Protector, Teacher. I thank God for him allowing us to be his apprentice. Yeah, we want to be Donald Trump. The world want to be Donald Trump, but no, baby, we are the Lord's apprentice. We learn after him. I thank him for the ram in the bush. I thank him for just letting it rain when it was dry. I thank him for opening up doors. I thank him for the bones living. I thank him for the Talitha Akumas. I thank him for everything that he has done in our lives. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. And I love him like never before. I thank him because he is Thanksgiving. He is the holiday. He is the new year. He is everything that we need in life and so much more. And if we just keep on seeking after him and doing what's right, repent and turn from everything that hinders us and walk forth and walk in true deliverance, we can have whatever he wants us to have because deliverance does start in the mind. Hallelujah. And I just thank him for who he is on tonight. I'm excited. I'm joyful. I thank him because I'm telling you so many great things in the air. All the attributes of God is flowing in the air. All the things is in the air. I'm saying it's enough blessing for all of us to get it. It's 17,000 of them. So it's enough for all of us to get it. And we can obtain them and walk in them and share them with somebody else. The Bible said when you give, you shall receive from God. So when we get the blessing, we give unto others, it should come back to us good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. I thank God for that. He's wonderful.
Yeah.
So do you have anything to say to people before we get off on tonight?
Yes, I wanted to tell everybody that just remember that in this season of your life, it's a season of Thanksgiving. It's about being grateful for what you do have, asking the Lord for what you want and what you desire to have, and be still and know that he's going to do that thing for you because all of his promises are yes and amen. And God has a desire for all of us to come before him, acknowledge him, and ask for what we want. The life, the power of life and death is in the power of your tongue. So you have to speak life into your dry situations. Speak life to those dead situations. Get up. Tell the Lord that you appreciate for the things that you already have. And thank him in advance for the things that he's going to do. See, that's what God looks at. He looks at your faith, and he also looks at the motive behind why you're asking for this thing. Because God searches the heart and the deep things of your mind. So knowing that, you know, when you come to God and you ask God for your needs, Well, just know that he's going to give that thing to you. Get a picture of it in your mind, the house you want to have, the vehicle you want to drive.
You know, if you want to own
your own business, write out a plan. Get you a blueprint out and get to drawing stuff. Get to taking pictures. Get it in your mind's eye. And when you go to God in prayer, sincerely, knowing you have to know this thing, and his word is infallible, meaning that his word cannot fail. And he wants you to come to him and acknowledge him in all of your ways so that he can direct your path. All of his promises are yes and amen. God already knows what you want. He already knows what you need. And it's his heart's desire. The word of God says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth." So you win all the way around. See, you have to know that you're a champion out here. You have to know that you're a winner out here. You have to know you're a gladiator out here. You have to know that you're the head and not the tail, that you're above and not beneath, that you're the lender and not the borrower, that you're blessed in the city and you're blessed in the field. You're blessed when you come. You're blessed when you go. You have to know these things. Speak these things over your life on a daily basis. You can even be like Daniel. Pray 3 times a day. Get in the routine of things. Practice this thing just like Daniel did. Love on the Lord. Appreciate him. Show him some gratitude. Thank him in advance because you know that the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. So it's just about all of us going to God in prayer, through prayer and praise and worship of him, and let him take over every situation. Just let go and let God handle your situation, because the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. And the battle is not won by strength nor power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And I just want to tell everybody to be encouraged today and get motivated and get excited about what the Lord is doing in your life right now. Get excited about what he's going to do. I know I am. I am Mr. Excited, Terry. I'm always excited about something because I know that God, yes, I know God is on my side, and I know that heaven has my back. And that same thing goes for everyone under the sound of my voice. God is on your side, and heaven has your back. And it's just a matter of you just opening up your mouth, telling God what you need, pouring your heart out to God, and letting him have his way in your life, and be still and know that he is God, and you have won, already won. Be blessed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love that. I love when you say gladiator. I'm like, Lord, you done gave my sister word. Now she got her own little swag going on.
Yeah, you know.
I love that. Because, you know, I saw the heavyweight champion walking like a heavyweight champion. Now you done got the gladiator. See, I'm telling you, God is doing it. So you let them know you got a gladiator. They can't be touched, man. They been mad. Them gladiators are warriors. And I'm telling you, I thank God for this to let us know that we are something. We are dynamic. We are powerful to be reckoned with. Do you not know if I was something that I want to cause them, the things we can do? What the Bible says in Genesis 8 when he talk about the Tower of Babel, the Lord was like, you know, nothing is impossible for them if they work like that together. I got to change their language because they're the power team. They was building that power trying to get to God. Man, if all of us get together and we lift each other up and we be helping to one another, I'm telling you, we can run this thing. Like I said, I've been watching a lot of shows with women coming together, and these women have been coming together and working together and doing dynamic things. They've been conquering. They've been overcoming the pain and the hurt, and they've been getting the jobs done. That's how we have to be children of God. We have to work together, be one together, and just do all the things that God has called us to do. And I'm telling you, when we do that, that's when the overflow really will fall in our lives, because it's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So I'm telling you, we got to come together as one body. Because when we go to heaven, we're going to be one body. Ain't going to be no Pentecostals, no apostolic, none. It's going to be one. So I thank God for just unity. I thank God for you, you, and you on today. I thank God for all my Iron Royalty listeners. I thank God for all of you tuned in on today. You know, a lot of people is busy and spending time with families. I thank God for you to still tuned in and listen to Iron Royalty show. I thank God for the callers that called in. I thank God for you, Missionary Bobby. I'm telling y'all, this is a sister right here. If you want to know somebody, your sister got your back, they ride 3,200 and some miles to kick it with you and to go with you. That's a sister.
That is a sister. That is a sister from another mother. I'm telling you, if I told her right now to go to Texas tomorrow, okay. She'll ride all the way that far to go to Texas. So I'm telling you, that's how you know you got a real gladiator on your side. Come on, sister, let's go to Jamaica. Okay. That's what I just said. Okay. And we'll just go. So I thank God for allowing me to have a sister like that. I got another sister, too. She like that, too. I can say, come on. Her name is Vanda Jean. Y'all know she been like, come on, Vanda Jean. Let's go do this. Okay, she'll be there. We'll be there on two wheels, but we'll be there. I'll tell you. So I thank God.
And you know it. No.
Look at her. She's looking at her. She over here. Look at her. I'm telling you, everyone. These are my sisters. I thank God. I really have been praying for years. I've been getting emotional lately. I guess it's been God, but I've been praying for years to get some real, true sisters that really have my back. And I thank God for these two women. Every one of these are really my sisters. I can call them and tell them stuff. I won't hear it out in the streets. You know, I won't hear nobody saying, oh, you know, such. Okay, because, you know, I can trust them. I can tell them my darkest secrets, and I won't get judged or anything. They'll tell me, oh, girl, that ain't nothing, girl. You're going to be all right, girl. You this, and that. So, you know, I thank God for them because, you know, I really have been praying for sisters like that. And I've been used to tell myself to people, and I'm telling you, before I know it, 5 minutes, I get a phone call. What? You know, I know who I told that to, so I thank God, and they tell me stuff, and, you know, and stay with me, and, you know, and I just thank God that we have each other back. You know, we're in a minute, we'll be there for each other, even though we probably riding on two wheels, like I said, but we'll be there, and I thank God for sisters like that, and I'm telling you, God is going to raise us all up, and we're going to be walking this course, and we're going to be flying in Hawaii and Bahamas and Florida, yes, Florida, everybody. Any Florida peoples out there, I just want y'all to say whoop, whoop. So I'm telling y'all, I just thank God for just greatness and having sisters because it's helpful to one another. You know you ain't got to go through this thing by yourself because I just put that on my website, Exodus 17. If Moses didn't have Aaron and her, they would have lost that battle against the Amalekites. If Joshua didn't have Caleb, you know, everybody has somebody in there. So I thank God for letting me have some sisters who my ride fall down. They hold it up for me. If they ride fall down, they already know I'm coming like a drill sergeant. I don't think they want to tell me nothing else because they already know I'm coming, boy, like a hammer, like a construction worker, a bulldozer, to knock whatever down. But it's just because I love them, and I know they got excellence in them, and I know they are some powerful women of God, and I know they're some queens, and I just want to let them know that I love them and that they keep on walking high. I'm so proud of the women that they become now, for the women that they were last year. I see them walking in their royalty. I told my sister last night, she looking all Drew Brett, and even Avenger Jean and got her lashes done. I just have to tell the people, Jean, I'm proud of you. You know how excited I am. She looking beautiful. I'm just happy for my sister. Look at her. She excited too, everybody. Look at her. So I'm just excited about my sisters and how they walking in this greatness and they listen. You know, a lot of times I used to think they didn't listen, but they show me that they listen because they listen and they doing it in their time and that God allowed them to do it. They wearing the lashes and the hair and the nails and eyebrows. You know, they doing this thing, so I thank God. Because they the ones got me on the eyebrows. I wasn't even eyebrows first and everyone. But see, we all listen to each other. Now I'm eyebrow freak now, everybody. So I'm telling you, do whatever. I'm saying all that to say this, is that whatever works for you, work it the best way you can work it. If it's your lashes, your lips, your eyes, your dress, your hair, your boots, your heels, your jeans, whatever it is that you got, only you can work you. Nobody has your DNA, your fingerprints, your hand touch, your voice pattern. Only you can work you. So work you in the best ability that God has called you to do in excellence and royalty and greatness and walk in the goodness of Jesus. And I'm telling you, I love everybody on tonight. I thank all my Iron Royalty listeners. Tune into next week as I'm your host, Savannah Tashana Wiley, on Iron Royalty Show. Choose to be blessed. Walk in this thing called abundance. Walk in this thing called life and faith, favor, and finances. Be unmovable, unstoppable, and unshakable on today. And know that God loves you. I love you, too. I'll talk to you all until next week at the same time. And in a couple of weeks, we will be in Nashville, Tennessee. So of all you Nashville, Tennessee, come to Mark Carroll Baptist Church on 1023 Monroe Street with Pastor Campbell. And I will be the three-day revival. I am a Ruby conference. It's going to be conference/revival. Amanda Jean going to do a workshop. Make that Bible going to do a workshop. A couple others doing a workshop. And come on out and fellowship with us. It's $5 for the whole weekend. It's some gospel artists coming on Saturday and some food and you some praise dancers. You don't want to miss this because God is going to do a dynamic move on December the 9th through the 11th in Nashville, Tennessee. So come on out there, be blessed, hear what God is saying. I'm telling you, you're in the move for whatever you want God to do. I'm telling you, you're going to get it during this three-day revival conference. Tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your aunt, tell your uncle, tell everybody to come on out and hear some women of God who's going to do some great dynamic things. I thank you. I love you. God bless you. And agape! Talk to you all next week. Be blessed.